Hello and good morning, everyone. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Rue.
Hi, I'm Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long M. McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pokeworks, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via CFRC.ca.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, there's nothing better than sharing 2 hours worth of great tunes that I've discovered this week, and you're in luck because I've got lots of captivating new Canadian music headed your way. Let's hear what Clever Hopes, Renovari, and Emmanuel Boucher have to say. Over in Peterborough, we've got a rockabilly track from Nicholas Campbell, and we'll also check out something new from The Adjustments. We'll spin some recently dropped music from Maddie Allen, and hear a brand new single from Ainsley Sachs. So ahead in the show, how much would you spend on a solid gold toilet? Think about it, and I'll tell you who's selling it later on. But for right now, it's a day to spin 2 songs that celebrate retrospection and remembrance. So I've got a couple of meditative theme tracks to get the show started. So be sure to stick around for all that and more right here in Coasting, where we encourage you to trade your doom scrolling for some tune strolling.
Beckoning will, knowing I'm home. furling rose and reach out till my last petal falls, then melt into the soil.
Thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from their album Hit the Light. What rose up is Angela Began's debut single, capturing the emotional unraveling that comes with something once comforting, be it a relationship, a place, or a belief. The Edmonton and Montreal-based artist wrote Rose Up during a reflective visit to her father in Northern Alberta. And before that, Erudite Epiphyte is a standout track from Falling in All Directions, a new album from Vancouver-based composer and vocalist Alicia Hansen. The title Erudite Epiphyte evokes a brainy air plant, something that thrives without roots, absorbing sustenance from its surroundings. Well, Beautiful Blue is a project of Toronto-based producer Ben Vrady. His new record is centered on World War II and the Holocaust. No One to Remember is up next.
A mother holds her baby in her arms, takes one breath closer to God. It's almost over,
Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
You held me tight on a summer spring night. Told me that meeting me, open your eyes. I heard my heart growing six times its size. You stole the oxygen out from my mind. Said that you weren't who you were as a kid. A dodgy, degenerate, borderline. And I believed you.
that was Sick, the opening track from Scum, the new album from Vancouver-based twin duo Fionn. It's a biting, emotionally raw pop song that blends heartbreak with dark humor and millennial disillusionment. The lyrics chronicle a narrator who repeatedly believes a partner's promises, only to be let down again and again. And prior to that, every track on Beautiful Blue's new record No One to Remember is told through imagined vignettes. They say the record stands out as a meditation on loss without legacy. These stories were never recorded, and names were never passed down. Beautiful Blue is a brainchild of Toronto singer and producer Ben Vrady. Well, up next is a quiet revelation from Phantom called Irene. The song unfolds like a late-night memory in the strange tenderness of ordinary survival.
In the corner house with the figurines, tell me what I'm waiting for, Irene. Is there
for great music.
Sad bad.
A Float On By is a new track from Renovari, the solo project of Kelowna, BC producer and multi-instrumentalist Matteo Neufeld. His Bandcamp page says, "With quality stemming from reverie to reflection, these ethereal compositions take the listener into a realm of inner thoughts and imagery." And ahead of that, Vancouver outfit Phantom gives us Irene, a song that reads like a short film slipping between tenderness and anxiety. The track appears on the album Everything's About to Go Right Forever. Well, Good Bones is a song by Wolfville, a Toronto duo of Scarlett Flynn and Kevin Howley. The track is part of their project resulting from a breakup after 13 years together as romantic partners.
Our love had good bones, but we filled the frame with clay. And every time a storm would come, a little love would slip away. Then acrimony emptied every swing memory we own. And we buried all the butterflies and started throwing stones. Although we didn't survive, hard to see through the ruins, baby. Yes, our love had good bones.
Our love had good bones somewhere beneath the ash. Still pushing like a wildflower up between the cracks. And regardless of sadness, I'm so thankful that we've met. Not a single moment with you will I grow to regret. But although we didn't survive it, but then we came so close. I know it's hard to see through the ruins, baby.
Well, Scarlett Flynn and Kevin Howley previously fronted the band Running Red Lights. After their personal relationship ended, they chose to keep creating together, channeling the emotional aftermath into new music. Good Bones is both a song and the title of their album, which reflects on this collapse, but continuation as collaborators. Let's have a quick break, but stay with us. When we're back, I'll tell you about a really good design. And until then, let's hear There She Is, a new single by Ladysmith British Columbia singer-songwriter Ryan McMahon. This reflective, heartfelt track was born out of a period of personal transition, blending folk rock roots with a more intimate, confessional tone.
It's been a long year out in the rain, on the way home, going the wrong way. Leave the light on, I'll be there 20 years later. Give me some time and show me the way. Change my mind and the things I say. This looks like it's gonna be yesterday, but new. There she is. The sun that rises up over my town. A promise I believe this time around.
cause I'm in the business of moving on. There she is. The sun rises up over my town. Promise I believe this time around. There she is, all around me. There she is, my sanctuary.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
It's Coasting and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, the British farm in Southampton paid homage to Ozzy Osbourne by arranging hundreds of homegrown pumpkins and squashes into his image to earn the title of largest cucurbita mosaic. The over-the-top creation, which features the late Black Sabbath frontman in his signature shades and bats flying around him, is a staggering 2,300 square feet, which is roughly the size of a tennis court. When the record-breaking mosaic made its big reveal, Osbourne's longtime wife Sharon and her daughter Kelly joined in the celebration. They said it's wonderful, and I bet Ozzy would have got a big kick out of it. Well, speaking of unconventional groupings, here's Band of Corgis with Mariella on Coasting.
Thank you. You listen to guitar shows.
Do you like to dance, my friend? Do you want to take my hand? We can sway to the songs all night that are playing on the radio. Did you hear something you like? Are you listening to that tonight? DJ spins another tune, stumping through our radio. Radio dream, days like did you hear something you like? You like the way that we work that mic. We'll keep you dancing all night long, spinning tunes on the guitar show. You remember the good old days, fall dances and summer days. Lived our lives by the songs we heard, sitting beside our radio. Hey, your favorite song coming through the waves. All night long, we can sing along to the radio, to the radio.
Radio Days by Christopher and the Saints, a new folk track released earlier this month as part of their album Songs from Stanley Mission. It's a tribute to community radio and storytelling, deeply rooted in Saskatchewan tradition. And prior to that, Band of Corgis leans into whimsical lo-fi textures with European flair. This is evident in their Italian-titled album, which translates to Even Androids Dream of Acoustic Guitars. Mariella opens the album and sounds like a thematic centerpiece. Well, Greg Carroll's music is deeply rooted in his Newfoundland heritage and Indigenous identity. That's been This Side of the Mountain on Coasting.
This side of the mountain, got me counting all the ways, I'm barely getting by. This side of the mountain, drinking beer like a fountain, on my way to getting high. Be. Pour me up a cup of
listening to Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Tending the bar and singing her heart out. The rent was cheap those days in Montreal. Surviving somehow off a staff price tequila. Nursing hangovers with the PBR.
West End Queen Abattoir by Duke and Goldie is a nostalgic, community-driven folk country single inspired by Montreal's bar scene and the resilience of young adulthood. This track marks a poignant return for the Pacific Northwest-based Canadiana duo Duke and Goldie, who just released Romance and Ramblin' last week. And ahead of that, Greg Carroll's This Side of the Mountain is a heartfelt country single showcasing his indigenous roots and rich musical journey. Carroll is a proud member of the Kalapu Mi'kmaq First Nation from St. George's, Newfoundland, and his work often celebrates the landscapes and stories from Atlantic Canada. Well, Manuel Boucher rose to prominence with her 2021 hit Cowboy, and has since become a beloved voice in Quebec's country music scene. Here's something new called Un Verre ou Deux on Coasting.
J'essaie d'allumer tout pour un rien, te rassurer encore, non. Je n'ai jamais eu de tort. On n'avait aucune chance quand t'as pris ma bord. On ne vient pas du même monde. Au fond, je savais, mais je nous voulais. J'ai besoin d'un verre de vin ou deux pour me faire oublier qu'à deux, on n'était pas tout ce que je veux. Si tu cherches où on est devenu, toujours sans mesure, non. Se rencontrer à mi-chemin était peine perdue. Une route sans fin. On a parcouru des kilomètres, mais on est resté sur notre faim. Au fond, je savais, mais je ne voulais. J'ai besoin d'un verre de vin ou deux pour me faire oublier qu'à deux, on n'était pas tout ce que je veux. Si tu cherches où on est devenu,
your source for great music. Yeah.
Ainsley Sachs was born and raised in Georgetown and has a background in English and film from Western University. Sachs has always combined deep roots with adventurous horizons, having written her first song on a New Zealand farm at 18. Next Level Love embodies what Sachs calls the summits of romantic love. And before that, Ooh Alone New by Emmanuel Boucher is a heartfelt country pop single. The song is featured on the Montrealer's October album Ma Route and explores the emotional aftermath of a relationship that was never meant to be. Well, Emile Lemay, a.k.a. Shouting All About Love, just dropped a new single called Judy. It's part of the album Folded Paper Lovers, which is all about the surreal beauty of everyday moments.
Listen up, I'll tell you all my secrets about light spirits and light switch gods. When I go to talk about you, in fact, when I go, talk about Judy, oh, one more time with twice the feeling, one more time without the falter, oh, when I go to talk about Judy, in fact, when I go to talk about Robin's egg molasses, or in the guise of a baby doll, or in disguise with glasses. In fact, we're not gonna talk about Judy at all. Na na na. The fall to roll. When I go to talk about Judy, in fact, we're not gonna talk about Judy at all. And her eyes are robin's egg molasses, or in the guise of a booty call, guys with glasses. In fact, we're not gonna talk about Judy at Judy at all.
So Judy, by Edmonton solo act Shouting All About Love, is a dreamy lo-fi indie track from the new album Folded Paper Lovers. This new single blends acoustic sounds with wistful vocals, evoking themes of a fragile memory and emotional vulnerability. Well, after the break, I'll tell you how to avoid taking a licking from spicy food. And to get us there, let's spin Nothing to Lose But the Blues from Collingwood-based Tommy B. Jensen. The self-described old-school singer-songwriter blends classic country, blues, and folk storytelling with a lived-in barroom authenticity.